Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Knicks won. I feel like they sent a message to the Boston Celtics and their fans that, hey, if we run it back and we end up back here, you don't want this type of smoke, Knicks tape. And I'm happy for my friends that are Knicks fans. I'm happy for my friends that stayed down until now. It feels like you've come up. It feels like you have a team that could potentially be the 2 seed. But even if they're the 3 seed, that's got to feel pretty good. Your chances are pretty good to advance, to not be one and done, to rock the garden. I know those ticket prices are going to be sky high. But I'm excited for what's to come this spring. The Mets are about to come back home after taking 2 series on the road. And I don't think one person here on the fan that hosts the show or calls into these shows had the Mets going on the road and beating the Reds. Definitely not beating the Braves. But the way things shook out, they were able to take 2 from Cincinnati. The rain shortened the series in Atlanta. They'll make up that 1 game in September, but they were able to take the game today, putting up 16 runs. You got to be happy with that as a Mets fan. And for the Yankees, they're a first-place team with only 3 losses. They're a first-place team with a different energy and vibe, different personalities and personnel than you saw last year, and you got to feel good about that coming off of 82-80. The Rangers, the Isles, we'll definitely talk some hockey now that we're getting a little later on in the night, but they're coming up on the Stanley Cup playoffs too, so it's going to be a good time. This spring, it's going to be a good time watching our teams and talking about them on the fan. Let's get back to doing that. 87-7, 33-7, a 6-6, and 2 more 6s. Let's talk to limo driver Ed out in PA. I haven't mentioned this on the fan. Go for it, Ed.
Hey, brother. You know, I want my grandson just left, right? And he was listening to you. And I told him, listen to you. You know, because I know we know about Tiger. You know, listen. Not winning no more, you know, things he went through with his family. And my grandson listened to you, man, a couple times before as were you with your family. Okay? And he understood that. And I said, yeah, that's what a real man is, you know. And he's looking at Tiger, and he said, Pop, I don't think Tiger is ever going to win again. I said, he probably won't. I said, sometimes, you know, when you do things that's bad, God don't like ugly. And, you know, and I love Tiger, you know, but is it going to win? And everybody's like, oh, Tiger going to win, Tiger going to win. I don't think so, you know. But, you know, with all the things going on, you are a role model. And my grandson's seen that, brother. And I'm sorry, I'm about to cry right now for a minute. I'm sorry. And I appreciate you, brother. You do a great job. You're a family man. You do what you have to do with your family, and I appreciate that, you know. And
hey, you're the man, bro. I hope to meet you one day, for real. You've been calling in and supporting my show, and, you know, to hear you're playing my show and my voice and my thoughts and takes for your family, like, it means a lot.
Yes. And my grandson, man, he said, how can I be? I said, listen to this brother. Because, you know, I live in Philadelphia. You know, we just had this bad shooting. Ramadan, and everything, you know, up here. And, you know, sometimes, brother, we need to have that focus that what you're doing there at WFAN, you do a great job. And I told my grandson, he said, hey, Pop, you know, yeah. He said, how can I be like him? I said, listen, you got to go through things, you know. He was talking about, I think, Wayfair, whatever it is in Florida, you know, with the studios and things like that and all kinds of different things. But I told him, and he listened to you, brother. And, yeah, man, you know, and the world today, man, is so crazy. But I love listening to you. I know I work so much, and it's great, man. And, you know, you're a family man. You go home to your family. You do what you have to do, and I appreciate that, brother. And you bring out the sports with it, everything. You know, and I thank you, brother. My grandson, he was talking about Tiger, and I said, you know, I said, sometimes Tiger, you know, what he did was wrong. You know, he disrespected his family. And today, he can't win a game. Is he going to win? Who knows? But sometimes, brother, but then we have a role model like you that our brothers need to see, brother. And I thank you. And like I said, I'm about to cry. I am.
Yeah, I'm not perfect either. Tiger's made a ton of mistakes. I'm not planning on making mistakes like Tiger made, but I understand what you're saying about, you know, the bad karma and negative energy that he's brought. Tiger is cooked. He had it all.
Done.
His best days are behind him.
They sit up here, and I was just listening earlier, and they're like, he's done. You know, when you do things that's so bad, and your wife had to beat you with a golf club. Oh, man, what are you doing, bro? You have your family.
Yeah, the money, the fame, the power. He got obsessed. And
that's what I'm saying.
Got out of control.
These guys have it. And that's what I'm saying is these guys have it. Man, just be with your family. What is wrong? Well, why you got to be with all these other chicks and doing the things you do?
Because these guys get to a level where they think that they're almighty, they're untouchable, they could do anything. I mean, hopefully Lil Charlie comes up and can continue the legacy,
maybe,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, Tiger, man.
We got Diddy, we got all our brothers money.
Yep.
Why are you messing it all up, brother?
Yeah, because it's power, and it gets to your head, and it drives you to the point where you think you're invincible, you can do anything and get away with anything, you can't. Nobody's untouchable.
You know what you do is? Right. And we lose everything. But listen, man, my grandson, he left, and I know he couldn't stay. He had to go, you know, he works at FedEx and everything, so he got to be at work and stuff. But he listened to you, brother. And you know what? You keep on the way you are. You keep on doing what you're doing. One day I'm going to see you at one of these shows or whatever you're doing. I'm going to be there, brother, to see you. But thank you. I really do appreciate you. My family appreciates you. And, brother, you keep on being strong because you're a great man.
God bless. Appreciate it. I don't know. I don't really know what to say exactly. What I will say is WFAN is powerful. I've been putting in a lot of time and energy and work and just trying to rock the mic and entertain and connect with people. And I have. I've had the opportunity to connect with so many people over the last 3 years, and it's just crazy the effect that I've been able to have. And I'm just getting started, honestly. This nighttime shift, this show, this KM to AM, and even my late shows, KM to 2 AM. Like you guys heard me say earlier, I went to sleep at 3:30 last night. I got up at 9:30. The mayor invited me out to Patterson. I wasn't going to not show up, right? That's not work-related. That's me being invited to go somewhere that I wanted to be. And I'm tired right now. But, like, nobody cares that you're tired, bro. Drink some coffee. Have an energy drink. I got home. I ate some food. I drank 2 energy drinks because I got a 5-hour KM to AM to rock. And I listen to the guys during the day, and I can't wait for my opportunity to get on. And I can't wait for some of you to call. And, you know, limo driver Ed, you've heard him call my show a bunch of times. Ed, I'll see you at Jet Life Stadium when Aaron Rodgers is healthy and the Jets get going. I guarantee you I will be somewhere in the stadium watching Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, maybe Brock Bowers. I thought that's what we were going to be doing this year, you know, watching that Jets offense really get going. I'm excited for football, and I know you're a Jets fan. I know I'll see you there, but it's crazy to think that I'm a role model like that. Like, I'm trying to be a role model for my son. My son doesn't listen to the radio. My son doesn't know what I do. He's one. He'll be one Saturday. But I'm trying to be a good husband. I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to be, you know, the man that my mom raised. You feel me? Like, I just every day try to do the right things. Every day try to walk the right path. I'm a God-fearing man, and I just try to do right. But then you hear me talk about Tiger Woods. He just mentioned P. Diddy. I mean, remember the night I was talking about Trevor Bauer? I hope to be rich one day. I hope to be famous one day. I hope to be powerful one day. But I want to use my power to give back and help people and lift other people up. I don't need 100 hoes. I don't need 100 cars. I don't need to be doing any illegal activity. I'm blessed. I came from nothing, literally. I came from a two-bedroom apartment with four people, parents divorced, mom not making that much bread. Like, I want to make kids feel like they can get out of their situation. I want to tell my story and make kids feel like they can get out of wherever they are and become. You can, if you want it bad enough, if you're going to work hard enough, if you're going to sacrifice sleep, if you're going to deal with people talking down on you, if you're going to deal with people doubting you, people counting against you, trying to hold you down and continue to fight and put in the work, you'll get there. You'll get there. Lord willing, keep your faith in God and keep your foot on the gas. Like, I'm 35. And I think back to my younger self, and if you follow me on Instagram, and I've been showing you guys some of the stuff that's just popping up now that we've had social media for 10, 15 years. Like, I can go back and show you younger me. On my Instagram story, I was showing 7 years ago. I lived in Carteret, New Jersey. Opening day, me and my boy Joey D drove up in my Chevy. We parked on the street. We sat in the 400-level grandstand the whole game. I was just so happy to be at opening day. I didn't know anybody then. But I just started going to Yankee Stadium more and more and meeting more and more people and creating more and more content and putting out myself on the internet. And it can happen for you. So if anybody is looking at me and saying, how do I be like him, or looking at me like a role model, man, so many people reach out to me and I answer people's messages. I call people on the phone that are fans. I respond to emails. I give people game because I wanted that, right? I wish somebody would have helped me. I wish somebody would have noticed me. I wish somebody would have told me how they did it. And I had to struggle, but I'm not struggling anymore. I'm good. I'm blessed to be on WFAN. I'm blessed to take this opportunity. I don't know where exactly it's going to take me, but I'm just getting started. 877-337-6666. Don't you guys want to talk about the sports? Neil's in Smithtown on the Fan. You got it, Neil.
Keith, appreciate you, man. You're doing a great job. I didn't know that about you. I knew you were doing, like, social media, but just hearing what you were just speaking about, that's awesome. I mean, I'm not young. I'm going to be 61 tomorrow, God willing. And by the way, shout
happy
out to your
birthday.
Nets. Thank you, my brother. Shout out to your Nets. I never been to a professional basketball game, but last night I went to Barclays, and they look nice, man. They were passing the ball around really well.
Are you trolling? Are you trying to? Are you trying to get me? Like, don't do that. Don't do that, Neil.
No.
They're eliminated. They're not even making the play-in. It was fan appreciation night, so I hope you had a good time.
No, I had a good time. Like I said, I've never been to a pro game, and I'm 61. Just to put that into perspective, and obviously, you know, they're professionals, so they still played very well, and the fans were excited. The fans were wearing their gear, and honestly, I'm not really into basketball, but the last time I really got into the Knicks was like when they had Ewing 30 years ago. So I mean, the Knicks, Jalen Brunson is amazing, and just the way all this, they're all contributing. So it's great chemistry on the floor with the Knicks, and
yeah.
It's a great time to be a
stay
fan.
Stay down
in
till you come up, man. If you've rooted for the Knicks 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. Here's your time. I'm not going to tell you what they can and can't do. Let's watch the games and see if they can make a run.
It's certainly exciting. And, of course, with both the hockey teams, and it's a great time for baseball. I mean, I grew up a Mets fan. My cousin was an executive. My dad's first cousin, Arthur Richmond, was in the Mets front office for many years. And so I used to go to the games as a kid. He used to get us tickets, my whole family. And then I grew up thinking I was supposed to hate the Yankees just because that's how other kids were. And when I got to college, and some of my best friends were diehard Yankee fans, and my cousin actually went over to become an executive with the Yankees, I started going to the bleachers for the first time, and I fell in love. I mean, I just couldn't believe the energy in the bleachers. So I know you were talking about it earlier. In fact, I used to see Anthony Volpe's parents before they got married in the bleachers.
And I grew up with
Mike, so he's from my hometown of Comac, so I'm friends with him. And it was such a good time, even though they weren't good. Merrill was the manager, you know what I mean? But Donnie Baseball was, such an amazing player. And I actually went to the game when Aaron Boone hit that home run off of Wakefield, and the stadium, the old stadium, shook. And that was like one of the most exciting times.
Great time to be up there. Memories that you won't forget. You just made me think of something, Neil. Thanks for the call. You know, Yankee Stadium, there's just so many different kinds of people in the stadium. And I mentioned the Box Seat Sucks podcast from the Bleacher Creatures, the OG creatures that created that. And, the chant Box Seat Suck. When I think about Yankee Stadium and I think about the creatures, 203 is where you find the real diehard fans. They care the most about the team and the game, and it's an event every night. I heard Evan the other night talk about me being in Legends with the Beware of Dog sign, and I don't care. I go to Legends. I am loud. I am clapping. I'm standing up. Sorry if I'm blocking your view. Stand up yourself. But, like, the vibe in Legends is very corporate. Sometimes guys and gals are only there on corporate meetings or even dates, and they don't care about the team and the game. I care. And I brought some of the creatures with me into Legends, but it just varies, man. There's certain sections where it's more rowdy than others. Sitting in the grandstand, sitting up top, sitting in the left field bleachers. I don't ever go to the left field bleachers. There's no order over there. There's no bleacher creatures in left field. There's nobody keeping them under control. It's wild over there. But like, Yankee Stadium has so many different patches of people, diversity, age, fandoms. It's crazy. But through every single year and iteration of the team, the old stadium and the new stadium, 203, the quote-unquote bleacher creatures, have an energy during the game that's unmatched. It's just different. And it's there really isn't too many sections like that in other ballparks either. And I'm just speaking from my experience. Like, when I go to Legends and people are quiet like they're at the movie theater, it is strange. I don't get it. I'm like, you're this close to the dugout, you're not yelling? Like, they can hear you. It's two outs, two strikes. Like, get up. But I understand. Not everybody that shows up to Yankee Stadium is a Yankee fan. And that's another thing I thought about with the roll call. Like, you think all the fans in 203 just randomly know all the players' names and how they're going to chant them? No. It doesn't work like that. Like, you think everybody knows the lineup, everybody knows who's at each spot? It's not like the Yankees play, it's not like the old Yankees are the same guys every day in the same spots. It's organized. It is a group of people at the core that started off. Mark starts it off, and then the rest of the people follow up. And my hope that, people start to respect the section more. I hope that when we come back next Friday for the Rays series, some of the goofies chill out. And I know some people will start popping up more when it's warmer to regulate and keep order in there. But, yeah, we are working on something. There's a lot of people that have reached out, and I think a lot of people have heard this tonight. The Yankee fans are the best fans in the world. The heartbeat of that fan base is in 203, and this team deserves it. And you'll see. I mean, baseball missed Yankee Stadium and the Bronx Zoo in the postseason. This team gets back to the postseason, you'll really get to see how turned up they are. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Mike out in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
Keith, what's up, man?
Now I'm watching the Pelicans Kings. I got to get this off the TV.
I wanted to bring up a topic I haven't heard much of on the Fan. I know Evan and Tiki were talking about the clock in terms of it being, it's obviously the games are much quicker now and you're able to get out and, what's a night with the boys like when it's 8 o'clock and the game is over or whatever. But did you see Garrett Cole, I think an ESPN talk about
the
injury?
Yeah, he went in.
Clock. he went in. And I don't know if he's a PA rep or whatever, but maybe that's part of his future because he seemed to have it was.
He's just a baseball nerd. Like, Cole is a baseball fan. He loves baseball and cares about it, the history of it. He's not just a player. He is a fan. And he went in. I got to pull up some of his quotes. I haven't talked about that yet on The Fan. I think it was something that I might have mentioned a couple nights ago. But when he spoke on it, and I've been trying to bring the conversation. We've had it on the later shows that I've done. I've tried to bring the conversation up about these players and these injuries and people blaming the pitch clock. And I don't think it's the pitch clock. I don't think it's 1 year of the pitch clock. I think it's a combination of things. But, yeah, I got to pull up what Cole had to say.
Well, he was saying that he, you know, it's multi-factor. But for MLB to be saying absolutely not, that is not the issue, he's saying, well, why are we – like, this is going to take 5 years down the line to really know definitively. And for baseball, for MLB to say definitively and, like, use some – I was reading something about how they were using a Hopkins study that was, like, still under peer review and that was their, like, evidence that the pitch clock is not affecting. So he's just kind of poking holes in the, you know, the absolutism.
It's too early to say. It is. I mean, Cole was the poster.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Boy, for the sticky stuff, right? The sticky stuff ban. Josh Donaldson called him out, and he didn't even know what to say when they asked him about it. He's like, it was like an unspoken on thing. Like, we all use it. We're not cheating. You need it to grip the ball and throw the ball. Tyler Glasnow spoke on it. A bunch of pitchers have spoken on how much it's changed these guys throwing the ball, not being able to use the spider tack or whatever sticky stuff they have. The fact that these guys start throwing hard young. These guys from 5 to 45 are whipping their arms hard like that. I don't know. Major League Baseball, man, they have a way of just embarrassing themselves. They have a way of just saying and doing the wrong things. They have a way of letting the fans know that they're not actually fans at the top running the show.
And I think that they don't, you know, I know this has been beaten to death. It's you know, it's here to stay. But this kind of related to the problem that I had with Evan, you know, just leave the man. He wants to go to opening day. Don't send him back to the station. Like, if you're at the ballpark, that's the whole thing that makes it special. Like, there's a clock on pitches, but you never know how long the game is going to go. It's from a different era. It's not football. It's supposed to be slow, but now it's, you know, it's trying to, like, adjust to the new.
Yes. It's Major League Baseball looking at the NFL making changes to their game and improving and trying to keep up with the popularity of the NFL and the NBA and trying to not fall behind. And I think that the pitch clock and, you know, the changing of the shift and the bigger bases, and I don't like Manfred's man on second, but it is effective. We don't ever see any games go 14, 15 innings anymore. 11 is like the max. 12, if we get a 12-inning game, Oh, man. For the longest time, thanks for the call, Mike. For the longest time, I said, I go to the ballpark, and it's until they kick us out, until they kick us out. Not really anymore. That's a lie. Like, I go to Yankee Stadium, and I'm 1 foot out the door. Like, Tuesday night, they play Frank Sinatra. I'm running to the parking lot because I got to drive here and host the show. But before, I was doing shows after the game. I'm in there for the long haul, man. I show up to the ballpark. We're chilling. We're not going anywhere. And Yankee Stadium has the best, like, vibe culture after the game on River Ave. There's so many places you can go to get a drink, get food, so many fans to chill in and be in the, you know, just the Yankee land ambiance. But as far as Evan going to opening day, it's funny, man. I don't know. I thought the guy that wrote my Mets Bible was going to be at opening day. I wasn't even listening. Somebody hit me like, yo, what's going on the fan? I'm like, I don't know. And I still don't know. I still haven't checked with Evan or Spike on that. But, yeah, to rush back, I took off. You guys know. Last year, I didn't take off, and I went to opening day, and I'm screaming for Volpe, and I'm chanting, let's go Yankees, and I'm doing a roll call, and it's cold out there, and we're drinking out there, and we're partying out there. And by the time I drove back to the station, I had no voice. And this year, I'm like, all right, let's just not do that. I'll do a Saturday show. And I got that cleared way in advance. You should know that I'm going to opening day. I haven't missed opening day since I was in the fan cave where we weren't allowed to go to opening day. 877-337-6666. Now, Garrett Cole, you got to know that Garrett Cole is a baseball fan. And when Cole talks, he's not just talking out of the side of his neck. So he's very critical about, you know, how Major League Baseball came out to say, let's see, to be able to say you implemented something in 1 year and it has no effect is short-sighted. We are really going to understand the effects of what the pitch clock is maybe 5 years down the road, but to dismiss it out of hand, I didn't think it was helpful for the situation. And then Cole goes on to say, you know, talking about it was disheartened, and let me see where he said 2 seconds. I don't know what advertising money you're getting for 2 seconds that makes it logical to move it up for 2 seconds. I know the games got longer as the season went on, but you're not going to change the curve of that direction. You're always going to start off with shorter games at the beginning of the year and finish with longer games. The games become more important at the end. I asked someone high up who doesn't work there anymore what exactly the reason was for it, and he couldn't really give me a good answer. So that goes along with what I was just saying about, like, the guys making the rules, the guys making the decisions. They're corporate business guys. They're not ball players. They're not fans. They're just doing things for the almighty dollar and, you know, trying to get the casual fan, right? Baseball will always have me. It'll probably always have you. If you're listening to WFAN at 10:30 at night, you could be doing anything else. You probably care about the Yankees, Mets, or baseball in general. Baseball knows that they have us, but they are trying so hard to get the casual fans and the younger fans that don't care. So they're trying to do different things to attract those fans, and those fans say, the game's too long. The game's not too long. Like, when I was in the MLB fan cave, the whole point of the MLB fan cave was these 8 fans watch all 2,430 regular season MLB games. And it was like Survivor. It was like Real World. It was like a game show. Until they kick us out, like, nah, you can't leave. You are locked in this baseball jail from first pitch to last out every day. What a social experiment that was. Call me up, man. It's 10:30. I've got 90 minutes left. My Casamigos big shot of the night will come up at 11, and then it's open mic time. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've hit on the Yankees. We've hit on the Mets. We've hit on the Knicks. We've mostly been talking about the bleacher creatures and what is and isn't 203. I tried to talk a little bit about Shohei Ohtani and Ipe, and, man, he's going to take the fall. He's going to be in jail. And I told you, Manfred was going to protect his unicorn. It was going to be just fine, and we can do more of that. Let's take this break. We'll be back right after this. I don't have that much time, so let's get back to the phones. Ralph is in Waterbury, Connecticut on the Fan. Go, Ralph, go.
How you doing, Keith? Good to hear it. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to let you know, I've been a Yankee fan forever. The worst day of my life was the day that Thurman Munson crashed the airplane, man. That's how far I go back, man. You know, so
rest in peace, Thurman Munson. And shout out to the
family.
Thurman Munson group that keeps his name alive and shows up to the stadium, and they still do events and stuff. I see you guys. I've mixed it up with you guys.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. So, and the bleacher creatures, I've always heard them. I've always watched them from a distance, but I never understood them until I started listening to you about a year and a half ago. So you brought me up to speed with what goes on out there, and I dig that a lot, man. You know what I mean? I got mad respect for that. Now, I thought it was just a bunch of drunks getting together, you know what I mean? But
there's no way. There's no way that many drunk Yankee fans could be that coordinated and that good at it and that consistent every single game.
I agree. 100%, dude. But you know, you made it make sense to me, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate the creature, you know, the whole thing, because it's about the team. It's about the game. It's about respect. And that stuff you got going on now in the seventh inning, I'm sure that's going to get straightened out by the individuals
It will. You know, and that that's the whole thing, Ralph. These young fans are coming to the stadium and making it about themselves. The roll call isn't about us getting put on Yes Network or going viral or whatever. It's about, like, giving a nod to the players that we got your back. We're here for you to root you on.
That's
we
right.
want to see you
that's
win.
Right.
We're here to pick you up.
100%. 100%. And, you know, the other thing I like, the other day I was listening on the way in, and they were talking about, oh, yeah, Judge is in a slump and this is that. And they were taking the numbers apart and how bad things could be. And if it's like this in May, we're going to do this. And, oh, my God. And then you came on that night and said, hey, let's just enjoy it, man. The Yankees are winning. We got a good record. We got a good team.
Contrast.
You know, and I was like, yeah.
By the time the sun sets and I get on it. It's different. Like, I'm not on that.
That's what I wanted to hear.
I'm not on that. It's the second week of the season. I've watched too many seasons, too many different sports. Nobody knows anything. We don't have to fast forward our minds to May, June, and July. Nobody knows what's going
to
happen.
We don't need to know all that.
Don't need to know it.
We don't need to know all that. Enjoy what the minute is going on right here, right now. And just before I let you go, man, I was listening to the limo driver, Ed, man. And dude, you represent large. And I want you to know that, dude. I've referred to you to my grandson a couple times. He never heard you on the radio, but I referred to him when I was talking sports about how much I've learned from you just listening to you, and a whole bunch of other stuff, man. And shout out to your son. And I won't say his name because you don't use his name a lot, and I respect that, but I do know it. Happy birthday to him on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate you, Ralph. My son's name is Jackson McPherson, and there's a ton of Jacksons, so we call him the Jack-a-man. He'll be one on Saturday, and he's the best thing that ever happened to me. You guys a lot of times hear me say the worst thing that ever happened to me was losing my brother. Having the relationship that I have with my son is the best thing that ever happened to me. Shout out to my wife. 877-337-6666. I'm in here trying to talk some hockey. I said when we get later into the show, we'll talk some puck. I know it's not the main thing. I know it's not the main driver of WFAN, but this is New York. The Rangers are a really good team. The Islanders are a good team as well, and I know there's some fans that want to do that. Let's go to Tim in Norwalk, Connecticut on the fan. You got it, Tim.
Hey, Keith. How's it going? Last time I talked to you, I think I actually mentioned, because all the baseball talk's been great, I think it was right when the football season was about to start. I said, well, we don't have to worry about baseball in October or whatever. We're pumped up for Aaron Rodgers. And you're like, yeah, it's amazing or whatever. We're not talking about Yankee baseball. But going back to talking about the bleacher creatures and just listening to the crowd the last few nights, my girl was at the game when they won, 7 or 8-0 the other night. It sounded almost like 2017, like the baby bombers, like,
that's what I'm saying. It's like a postseason energy early on. I'm right there with you. I was there Tuesday and watching on TV Monday. I'm like, I got to go tomorrow.
And that's the thing also. A lot of people are like, oh, it's April. But I'm like, oh, the Houston Astros are 4-10 right now. I'm not worried about anybody in the American League right now.
Yankees were 4-10 coming off an 82-80 season, we'd be ripping Cashman, Hal Steinbrenner, Aaron Boone, every player. It'd be a complete different vibe. There was 31,000 in there on Monday, 37 on Tuesday, 36 on Wednesday. That doesn't happen in every ballpark.
It absolutely doesn't. I mean, the place is starting to sound again. Like, I know they didn't make the playoffs last year, but, I mean, if you could get that energy when Didi Gregorius hit that grand slam in the playoffs a couple of years ago, I think it was against...
I always say that was the best postseason moment that I was in there for, because that ball landed right by my section.
Best, My section was like, I think like 422. But yeah, going back to Rangers, obviously, I think they needed a slap in the face. And I know Rempy's going to play against the Islanders this weekend, and the Islanders won in overtime. So, I mean, hey, listen, 30 years ago, we won the Cup and we played the Islanders in the first round. I mean, so we don't know what's going to happen, but I think the Rangers need a slap in the face. And, you know, it sucks to see them lose, obviously. You know, I think everything started all day. They gave, like, a Rod Gilbert award for the New York Ranger, like, extra effort. Not the Stephen McDonald award, but to Adam Fox. And Adam Fox, like, slipped on the ice when he was getting the award.
So, yeah, weird omen.
I was almost like, all right, this game's over. But and it's Torts. You know, he's coaching them. But Philly's a grinder. But, yeah, watching the game, you know, I'm going to the game on Saturday. So I hate 1 o'clock games for hockey, but it should be interesting. And
there's a little more juice for this early game.
Yeah,
there's a little there's some anticipation for that puck drop.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Sacramento actually kind of made this a game.
Oh, I changed. Now I'm watching. I'm watching MSG. I don't know. Henrik Lundqvist is talking in a suit. I don't know.
Oh, that 30. I've been
trying to find something to watch in here and not watch the Pelicans Kings.
Hey, great talking to you. And again, what the guy from Waterbury that just talked, he talked you up. You honestly, a lot of my friends say, like, you're one of the best on this station. And you're outgoing. You talk about every sport. You give everyone credit and whatnot. And yeah, just want to let you know that as well. All right. Have a good night.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. You guys are too nice. You guys are too nice. But say it louder for the people in the back and the people that work at WFAN. 877-337-6666. Yeah, I'm trying to find something in here to watch. But my Devils got a win tonight over the Maple Leafs, 6-5. I got to try and get to Prudential Center again before the season ends. And, yeah, you just heard the Flyers knock down the Rangers 4-1. And the Islanders were able in overtime to defeat the Canadiens 3-2. Let's go down to Memphis and talk to my guy, Paul. What's up, Paul? Welcome back.
Oh, my God. The New York Islanders became the dogs of the Yankees.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, first of all, Keith, a very happy birthday to Giacomo. What a great thing to have. I have two 13-year-old sons, and one of the greatest things is when you absolutely can brainwash your kids to be fans of your teams and they start to win. I had both kids come up to me and give me a high five after Long Island native Kyle Palmieri scored in overtime to make the New York Islanders 3 points ahead of everyone else with three games to go. we have a shot. And I'm just so, you know, it's great to see this, you know, this handoff of generation to generation. I can't wait to start to hear your, you know, play-by-play of what this means with Giacomo, you know, being part of the Yankee culture and all the other teams that you introduce it to. But I will just put one thing in place. So here in Memphis, you know, hockey's not a big deal. But, you know, he walks around with Islander gear, right? And all of a sudden, people start to question going, well, what is that? So the big team that's closest to us, of course, is the Nashville Preds, right? They have done such a great job with the communities within a 300-mile radius of introducing hockey to this type of culture and society, where they subsidize things for youth hockey and that type of thing. It's just wonderful. But, you know, as an Islander fan, I will have to say, with the past callers of the past few minutes, you know, I look at 1994 as an aberration. I still want to yell 1940, because you are too cocky when it comes to how you go about things. And when an innocent play like Pelich staying there in center ice, and one of your main guys like goes into him, and it is innocent, and then having your coach say, "Oh my God, this is the thing." I can't wait for Saturday afternoon, Keith. So, yeah, man.
Stage is set. You and your boys are going to be sitting down, ready to go for that one. Thanks for the call, Paul. And
thanks, Keith.
Appreciate the kind words. Yeah, I've said this on record, and I'm not joking. My son is a Yankee fan. He couldn't dodge that. And it made sense that he'd be a Yankee fan. People were buying him Yankee stuff before he was born. I mean, I don't get to where I am without being a Yankee fan. It's the one team that in my life and career I've been able to, like, line up the two. It just feels right. And, you know, I even talked about the whole dog thing last night. I'm like, I should have known there was a dog theme. In the airport in Tampa after the last spring training game, I was with my son, and my wife goes to the bathroom, and my son's got his little dog Binky, which is a Wubba-Nub. It's a dog with a pinstripe Yankee jersey on. And I'm just holding him, trying to get him to chill and relax before we get on the flight. And this lady comes out of the bathroom with two wiener dogs. And I'm like, that's Aaron Judge's mom. And then next, Aaron Judge's wife comes out of the bathroom. I'm like, the dogs, they literally were flying the dogs back from Tampa to New York. And my son had his little dog Binky. And that was way before Alex Verdugo said their dogs and started barking. But here we are, 877-337-6666. Mike is in Englewood Cliffs next up on The Fan in New York.
Hi, Keith. I just wanted to touch on something that Tom Seaver said about arm injuries many years ago. He said, look, I know that my arm only has so many bullets in it, and I'm not going to waste them on 7 and 8, 9 hitters. I'm not going to waste them in the early innings.
Yeah.
That's why he was the consummate pitcher, the whole idea of pitching being an art form. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the whole philosophy nowadays is throw as hard as you can from the first pitch. So I think that has as much to do with it, but I do think the pitch clock isn't helping things, to say the least. And personally, I'm not a fan of the pitch clock. I'm not a fan of the ghost runner. Not even a fan of the bigger bases. I'm not a fan of any of that. You know, in the 80s, I believe the slogan for MLB was something like Major League Baseball, catch the fever. And nowadays it's Major League Baseball, you know, let's get out of here.
It's Major League Baseball. Enjoy the ump show.
Yeah, I'm just can't get with that.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was done and I got to read. And we got a break soon. I'm going to get another call in. But, yeah, the art of pitching, and, like, I guess Tom Seaver said, I never heard that, but, like, not wasting your bullets, not throwing hard against every, like, you know, knowing where to pick your spots against guys in the lineup. I don't know. It seems like these guys now is just velocity, lighting up the gun, throwing hard, even if they're not throwing strikes. And it wears on guys. Another take that I heard or read on the internet that I didn't think about was technology and how we all use cell phones and iPads and the effect of the phones and computers, typing on the computer, typing on the phone, iPad on these guys' wrists and ligaments. I'm like, I don't know if that's a thing, but it could be a factor along with the sticky stuff, along with the pitch clock, along with the fact that every young guy is trying to throw as hard as he can from Little League all the way to Major League Baseball. They'll figure it out, or maybe they won't. Maybe there'll just be more and more guys getting Tommy John surgery, more and more guys going down. I mean, if you're a Yankee fan, Loaisiga is done. I mean, we're waiting on Cole to come back. Scott Efros, Lou Trevino, these guys are just down. And if you look across baseball, Josiah Gray got shut down from the Nationals a couple days ago. Shane Bieber was potentially a target of the Yankees to trade for at the deadline. He's done. Spencer Strider got pulled. I'm sure I'm forgetting some guys. I'm sure I'm forgetting about somebody else that's Kodai Senga. It's his shoulder. It's tough. It's not normal. It's not healthy to be throwing this hard. It's not regular. It's not right. All right. Let's see. Let's go to Jim in Goshen, Connecticut before we go to the break. What you got, Jim?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. And I listen to you every night when I walk. And I'm a Mets fan, and it wasn't a cool opening that you had. But I wanted to talk about OJ.
Today? Wasn't a cool opening about the Mets today?
No, you're like a fanboy, and you're not a fanboy of the Mets, right?
No, I'm a fan of baseball, though, and they played good baseball, and I understand what it means to go down there to Truist Park and do what they did to the Braves.
Yeah, no, it was a but I wanted to talk about OJ, and
okay.
In 94, it was such a big deal. That was when the Knicks and the Rockets were playing in the finals, and they had the split screen, and it was kind of crazy sitting in front of the TV, and they had a split screen of OJ and the Bronco, and it was, I mean, that's the last time the Knicks had been in the finals, right?
Yeah, before my time, but I know the history.
It was before your time, so it was a big deal. And I actually had a friend of my family who was on the Rockets. And the crazy thing about OJ, when I think about that, is the prank phone call to Peter Jennings, where I see OJ and he looks scared. And Baba Booey to you all. So I don't know if your listeners have ever seen those videos.
No, I have no idea what that is. Thanks for the call, Jim. And I know there's a lot of younger people listening. I know Zoo wasn't even alive for all that. Like, we just don't, we don't know it. We can't reference it. But something you said, Jim, that I got to clear up, right? I'm never going to be a fanboy of the New York Mets. Impossible. Like, you guys literally have learned my story and heard about all these different Yankee things, from me being a bleacher creature to being in the MLB fan cave representing the Yankees, being on MLB Network, going to games, working and doing social media and putting myself on podcasts and vlogs and Yankees. I'm a Yankee fan. So much so people say I'm a Yankee shill, Yankee boy. I'll be that. But I'm also not a dummy. I understand that we share this radio station. I understand that when the Mets are good, it's not time to talk down on the Mets. It's not time to troll the Mets. When they suck, I'm going to tell you. You might not like it, but when they're not good, I'm going to laugh about it. And I'm going to talk about a light show when Edwin Diaz comes out. I'm going to talk about Queen's Best Dance Crew. I'm going to talk about all the other goofy things. But I can give respect when respect is earned. I can tip my cap to a team getting off the mat. I'm watching all of these games. Not because I enjoy watching the Mets, because it's part of my job. The Yankees didn't play today. The Yankees are off. So when I opened up talking about the Mets win that went on from 12:20 to before my show started, that's me giving a nod to the New York Mets. The Mets fans might not enjoy it because they might look at me as, oh, this guy's a troll. He's just a Yankee fan. You're right. But when I'm hosting the show, somebody might hear me for the first time that doesn't know any of that. They might just be listening to hear about what did happen with the Mets. What did you see? And I'm always going to speak on that. I'm not going to leave that out. It's never going to be one-sided. It's never going to be just, oh, well, let's talk about Juan Soto working a walk and Judge slumping and completely disregard the Mets scoring 16 runs on their arch rival. I'm just not like that. And I'm going to host the show how I want to host the show. Just like I had some goofy on Twitter, like, oh, the worst thing is to listen to a host giving live game updates while they're talking to a caller. Well, the Mets were playing when I was on Saturday, and some people weren't watching the game, but they were updated by me with what was going on and what I was seeing. That's what I chose to do. We had the Mets as a ride-along. I can do what I want. It's my show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.